things that we call in straight down.
Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
I'm Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here
on CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
Oh, Okay, that was Korean Gut. Korean Gut from Vancouver playing this Friday at the Zoo Shop with Crystal Swells and Fist City. We just heard Crystal Swells as well. So at the top there was Crystal Swells from their cassette from last year, Good to Head Soup. That was Waco, Wasilla, and Waikiki. And after that, we heard Korean Gut from their 7-inch Your Misery, Our Benefit from earlier this year. That was the song If You Want. Both great tracks, both great bands. Definitely worth checking out this Friday night. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, it's SoCan Monitoring Week, so I'm going to be playing local stuff to help local artists get paid. That's the whole plan. And Julie Dwaran, who's not really local, but probably needs the help as well, and is the best, so there you go. Also today, I'm giving away a pair of Morrissey tickets. He's playing Bellingham in November because he has a ban on touring Canada for... which is silly. He is going to play Bellingham on November 10th, and we have a pair of tickets, $150 value. Amazing. The most valuable gift I've given away, other than hours and hours and hours of companionship and music to you radio listeners. I'm going to ask a skill testing question, and the first person to call in and answer it correctly will win the tickets, as long as they stay on the line long enough to sing their favorite Morrissey song on the air. Morrissey or Smiths, it's your pick. So those are the things. So you have to, and you're calling in already, you don't even know the question. I'm dropping you. Okay, so the question is, when was Morrissey happiest? Specific day, then you got to stay online, on the line until we can get back on the air so you can sing a song about Morrissey. But when was Morrissey happiest? There's a specific day. It was in an interview. Anyways, look that up. Let me know what it is, and you'll win the pair of tickets. Here we go. Here's Morrissey with I Can Have Both.
Staring in the window of the shop that never opens, planning my selection from all the treats inside. Should I take as I desire, or should I hang around to be enticed inside? I'm trying to explain to myself I can have both. I'm trying to explain to the voice inside I can have both. I can have both. There's nobody around to say no. Watch the small sharp boy inside. He doesn't know he can have both. Smiling through the window to the one who never serves you. I've not been feeling myself tonight. Should I take as I feel like it? Well, shall I? Oh, shall I? Or should I wait and hope to be dragged inside? Oh, I'm trying to explain to myself I can have both. I'm trying to explain to the voice inside I can have both. I can have both. There's nobody around to say no. Who brainwashed the small shy boy inside? He doesn't know he can have both.
right. That was Morrissey from the B-side to his Alma Mater's single from 1997, around the maladjusted years. That was the song I Can Have Both. And the tickets have been won. Congratulations, Greg Adams. Are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Greg. Great job. So what's the answer to the question? When was Morrissey happiest?
Sorry. No, you go ahead. Keep asking the question.
When was Morrissey happiest?
It was May 21st, 1959.
And what day was that?
That was the day before he was born.
What a perfect Morrissey answer. I mean,
I guess it does make sense. You know, it depends. You know, I'm not going to go into the schematics of it. Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, he's been miserable his whole life.
Yeah.
So you are a former Discorder editor here at CHR, but no longer affiliated with the station, so it's on the up and up that you won the tickets.
It's totally cool for me to win the tickets.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks for listening.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me as your winner.
Have you long been a Morrissey fan?
Yeah, I've been listening to Morrissey since I was a wee teen, which is much longer ago than I need to admit, but... Yeah, you know, I started listening to him right at Vauxhall and I. That's where I hopped in.
Yeah. Well, the more you ignore me, the closer you get. Like, got a lot of people hooked.
It's a great song. Great song.
And so the second part of the qualification round for getting these tickets, I asked people to sing part of their favorite Morrissey song or Smith song. So can you lay some of that on us?
Sure. Okay. Well, just for the theme, let's go with just based on the lyrics. Hold on a second here.
That's okay.
There's gonna be some trouble. A whole house will need rebuilding. Is that good enough?
That's good. And what song was that?
That was Now My Heart Is Full, first song off of
Vauxhall and I. So good.
There we go.
So good. All right. Well, thanks so much, Greg. I will see you in Bellingham in November. We'll have a great time down there. And
cool.
Yeah.
Thanks again. Listen to Dunkin's Donuts every Thursday. Yeah, okay. You know?
You definitely have the tickets now.
Off air, he told me to say that. But, you know, it's just something that we believe as a people.
Yes. Thanks so much, Greg. All right. Okay. Have a good day. Here is The Smiths from their live album Rank. This is Rush Home Ruffians with a little bit of topical thing at the beginning there. And thanks to everyone that called in. I'm really sorry. I think there might be one more pair of tickets. So I'll just check with Brenda here, the station manager, and double check. But congratulations to Greg. Good job. Here is Rush Home Ruffians from Rank.
Yeah. matter is all a tremulous heart requires. The schoolgirl is denied. She said, how quickly would I die ill and jump from the top of the cliff? This is the last night of the fair, and the grease in the hair of a speedway operator is all a tremulous heart requires. The schoolgirl is denied. She said, how quickly would I die? My poor home alone. But my faith in love is still without. My poor home alone. But my faith in love is still devout. My poor home alone.
NPR Top 10 Living Songwriter David Dondero is performing an hour-long set of original music at the Electric Owl on August 18th. Joined by local acts, the D. Trevlon Band and Elliot Way, this is a rare show that is not to be missed. Doors open early. Tickets are available at Highlight, Dandelion, Zulu, and Red Cat Records, as well as online at northerntickets.com. Sponsored by Beatroot and CITR 101.9 FM.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
right. That was White Lung from their new album, Sorry. That was the song, Take the Mirror. So good. Lead off track off of that new super hot album. Their lead singer, Mish Wei, was on Twitter yesterday complaining about her SoCan royalties. So there's a little something back. I hope you can buy two cans of tuna now. Before that, we heard the Courtneys with their song, Casey Reeves, presumably Keanu. I think from their demos, hopefully they'll have some more recorded output coming out soon. They have three songs up on their Bandcamp, but people are hungry for more. Anybody who sees them live gets really excited about them. So yeah, look out for the Courtneys around town. They're fantastic. And at the top there, we heard, I accidentally played a bit of the song that I was referencing. So it was the Smiths from the live album Rank, the song Rush Home Ruffians, which is very much based on Marie's the Name, His Latest Flame by Elvis. Johnny Marr has said so. And so when they played it live for their live album, they actually start playing Marie's the Name, His Latest Flame, and then sort of change key, and it becomes Rush Home Ruffians. And I accidentally played some Elvis there at the beginning. It's a long story. But anyways, that's what that was about. And it's the death anniversary for Mr. Elvis Presley. Died in 1977 on this day. We never shared time on this earth together, but I like that song a lot. Marie's the Name, His Latest Flame. It's a great song. All right. And one other note. For those of you who are shut out from the Morrissey tickets today, Nardwar is going to be giving tickets away tomorrow. So you have one last chance. Oswaldo gave some away on Tuesday. I gave some away today. And then Nardwar tomorrow. So, you know, do the research tonight and you'll be set to answer skill testing questions tomorrow. Good stuff. The Selkies have just put up an EP online. You can download it for yourself. It's called Tall Grass. It is beautiful. It's Jessica Wilken, who's a musician about town, and she's half of the band. And it's a bit of a change of pace from White Lung, but I think you'll like it. This is the song School Teacher. They're playing tomorrow night. They're having their EP release at 1416 East 13th. They're playing with Haiku Charlie. I think it'll be a lovely evening. You should check it out. This is the song School Teacher. Nope, that's not School Teacher. That's something else. Great show. Here we go. Here's School Teacher.
Mm-hmm. One, two, three. I'm living the life of dreams. I'm living the life of dreams with good people all around me. I'm living the life of dreams. I'm feeling hopefully, feeling quite hopefully with good people all around me. I'm feeling hopefully. And the light shines bright all through the night, and our dreams are making us nice stories. And my loves are well, sleeping just right. And I know, no, 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 now that we're living the life of dreams, living the life of dreams with good people all around. We're living the life of dreams, 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 dreams.
That was Jody Glenham from a new song of hers called Gypsy Babe. Before that, we heard Julie Dwarin from her album I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day. That was the song The Life of Dreams. And at the top, we heard the Selkies with their song School Teacher. As I said before, Selkies playing Friday night, their EP release party with Haiku Charlie at 1416 East 13th. Good stuff. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. About 20 minutes left. Let's jam pack it full of music. White Poppy, the new name for my friend Wallace, Crystal Dorval, music project. She has a cassette out. It's called I Had a Dream. We're going to hear the song In the Window. And after that, we're going to hear Dead Ghost, both of whom are playing a Victory Square block party fundraiser on Saturday night at the Astoria, along with Coco and the night jogging DJs, something like that. Victory Square Block Party is one of the most fun events of the summer. It's Labor Day weekend. A bunch of bands take over Victory Square at Hastings and Canby, I think that's, or yeah. Yeah. And it's a benefit for Megaphone Magazine, and it's just fantastic. So this is a fundraiser for that, a very good cause. Try to get down to the Astoria on Saturday night, see Dead Ghosts, and see White Poppy.
I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Did you know UBC Bookstore has the lowest prices on Apple computers in the Lower Mainland? Guaranteed. Buy a Mac, get a $100 gift certificate, and get a free laptop case or lock through to September 21st. You can even trade in your old Mac to upgrade to a new one. See in-store for details. Located at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard, UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support UBC Campus.
The question, what kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
All right. Good job, Babysitter. That was from their cassette tape 3 from a year and a half ago now. A while ago. It's very good. All of their stuff is very good and available on their Bandcamp, but you can also get the tapes if you see them live, which I recommend. Babysitter from Victoria. Also from Victoria. Oh, that was the song College Rock Heroes, by the way. Yeah. Before that, we heard Slam Dunk, also from Victoria, from their first album, The Shivers. That was the song Slow Dance. A couple of things about Slam Dunk. First of all, that was a song on the second Pop Alliance compilation put out last year for the Fun Drive. And also, maybe there is a third Pop Alliance in the works. That's all I'm going to say. Only mention of it until it's all wrapped up, but things are maybe happening over there. Also, Slam Dunk are playing a show this Saturday night at the Zoo Shop. Get down to the Zoo Shop, Maine and Hastings, and go check them out on Saturday night. Before Slam Dunk, we heard Dead Ghosts from their self-titled album, How the West Was Fun. And at the top, we heard White Poppy from the cassette I Had a Dream. That was a song In the Window. Both of those bands are playing at the Astoria on Saturday night as part of the Victory Square Block Party fundraiser. We've got a few minutes left. Let's play a song. This is Jay Arner. He recently finished recording his first solo album, although he has a band now, but there's no name for the band, and he recorded it by himself. But anyways, this is a demo that he released last year just as a preview for some of the solo stuff. It's the song Don't Remind Me. It is being re-recorded for the album that will come out in the future. But we're going to give a listen to Don't Remind Me because it's a great song. So here is Jay Arner. Look for him. I think he's going to be... He and his band are going to be on this show in September as part of the Live at Lunch series, and I'm sure they're playing again somewhere soon. Yeah, Jay Arner. Here we go.
About last night, did I get wild? Did I take the wine from the West End child? It's always the same. Oh,
right. That was Fanshawe from her song Off On. Off On. Very good. Fanshawe. Before that, we heard Jay Arner with the demo to his song Don't Remind Me. Hopefully, we'll hear that on an album soon. Fingers crossed. That's about going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Coming up next, Tim with We All Fall Down. He's in Russia for 3 weeks, so I'm just getting the audio file that he sent me lined up. I think it has something to do with Fat Wreck Chords. I think that's what's going to happen for the next 3 weeks, which is great for fans of Tim. After that, Ink Studs with Robin, then Thunderbird Eye with Jason Richards, and Mantra with another Richard. Great stuff. Keep it locked in on CITR for the afternoon. Going to close out with the band Love Cuts. I have yet to see them live, but I've heard such great things. So we're going to hear the song Lone Wolf. Thanks also to everyone who tuned in to get Morrissey tickets. Remember, tomorrow at 3:30, Nardwar is going to be giving away a pair. So if you were anyone not named Greg Adams, go tune in tomorrow and try and get those then. And SoCan show today, so I didn't want to play all Morrissey. But in November, before his show, I will do a big Morrissey show, if that's your thing. So keep tuned. Thanks for listening, and see you next week. This is Love Cuts, Lone Wolf. Here we go.
Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a little-